Japanese.
Power.
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese class 101.
大家好 ，Hello and welcome to Cantonese Survival Phrases, brought to you by CantoneseClass101.com. My name is Nicole, and I'll be your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this course.This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Hong Kong or anywhere else in the Cantonese world. You'll be surprised at how far a little Cantonese will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com, and there you will find the accompanying PDF and additional info in this post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Cantonese Survival Phrases, Lesson 12, Restaurant 2.In the last lesson, we learned how to get a table at a restaurant. But my dear listeners, please know that because of the popularity of Hong Kong's food, it can be difficult to get a seat, especially on weekends. The best thing to do, without a doubt, is to make a reservation for the time you want to go and eat. In today's lesson, we'll cover making a reservation in a restaurant. Normally, if you make a phone call in order to make a reservation for the evening, you would say, 唔該。我想订台。Let's hear it once again slowly. 唔该，我想订台。唔该 means please. We follow this with 我想, which in English means I want. Let's hear it again. 我想。The first sound is 我。Which means I. 我想, which means want to do something. Want. 想, 想. Now this is a high rising tone. Say it like you're asking a question. 想. Together it sounds like 我想, I want. And you can use this structure whenever you want to say you want to do something. 我想, do this.我想 do that. And in this lesson, 我想订台, I want to book a table or I want to make a reservation. 订 is the verb to book or to subscribe. 订, you can 订台, book a table, or 订雜誌, subscribe to a magazine. 订雜誌. Let's hear.To book a table again. 订台, 订台. 台 literally means a table. 台, 台. Now we normally pronounce 台 in the lowest tone, 台. But in this case, there's a slightly tone change. 台. So table change from 台 to 台. You just have to remember Dang toi is a set phrase. Dang toi to book a table to make a reservation. Dang toi. Now let's hear the whole sentence again. 唔該，我想訂台。唔該，我想訂台。Please, I want to make a reservation. Normally, they will ask you how many people are there in your party.And the time of the reservation. How many people are you, as we've learned in our last lesson, is 幾多位? 幾多位? Which literally means how many seats? 幾多位? Now let's imagine you are a party of two. In Cantonese, you would use 兩位, 兩位, which means two seats or two people.兩位, 兩位. Finally, let's see how they will ask you the time of your reservation. 幾點, 幾點, which means what time. And you can use this phrase to ask other people what the time is or what time is it now. 幾點, 幾點. Now you may hear people say 幾點啊.The extra R sound in the end is a typical way Cantonese speaks. 啊, 幾點啊? 幾多位啊? It's what it sounds. It doesn't really mean anything. It's a tone. 几点啊?几多位啊? Now, don't be afraid to add this to your speech. You'll make your speech sound just like the locals. Now, let's answer the question. Let's imagine you want to reserve a table at 8 o'clock. 八点八点 8 o'clock. And you normally add a 唔该 to the end. 唔该, which means please or thank you. 八点唔该八点唔该 8 o'clock, please. Now let's break down 八点 a little bit. 八 is the number 8. 八, it's a mid-flat tone. 八 with a glottal stop at the end. 八点 is the same theme as in the word 点心 or 几点, which literally means a spot or a clock. 点八点 8 o'clock. Now let's go over the whole process of making a reservation. First, you want to make a reservation. 唔该，我想订台。And they will ask, how many people are you? 几多位? Let's say you're a party of two. You're going out with your date. 两位, 两位。And then they will ask you the time of your reservation. 几点啊?几点啊? And you want it to be 8 o'clock. 八点唔该。八点唔该。Then it's done. They'll probably say 冇问题, which means no problem. 冇问题, no problem. Or okay. Hong Kong people like eating late at night. Eating before 8 p.m. is not so common. The biggest meal of the day is dinner, and you'll be eating and drinking a lot. Make sure you have lots of room in your belly so you can fully enjoy the Cantonese cuisine. And restaurants, cafes, and bars are usually open until early morning, and many restaurants are open all night long. Basically, you can easily find a restaurant in Hong Kong open at any time of the day. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like you to practice what you've just learned. As always, I'll provide you with the English translation, and you're responsible for shouting them out loud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answers. 加油! Can I make a reservation? 唔该，我想订台。How many people are you? 几多位? For two. 两位。At what time do you want to reserve?
几点啊?
At 8 o'clock, please.
八点唔该。
Alright, that about does it for today. Remember to stop by CantoneseClass101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. And if you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Bye-bye!